Hey, good morning. It's Playbook co-author Eugene Daniels. It is Thursday, July 11th. What could be driving the day? There's only one thing, that is questions about President Joe Biden's health and whether or not, more importantly, he's going to stay in this race. As some Democrats come forward calling on him to drop out, others stay silent, and others doing that weird passive-aggressive Midwestern bull crap where they kind of say, it's your decision, but make the decision I want you to make. That is happening quite a bit as well. There are so many angles to this. There are eyes on Democratic members, donors, major players in the party, people like George Clooney. And now President Biden is trying to save his support among the Democratic delegates. These are the people that he hopes will continue to stick with him whenever they have the virtual roll call vote to make him the nominee of the party officially. Which politics bureau chief and senior political columnist Jonathan Martin has a new column on. J-Mart, good morning. Thank you for coming on.
Morning, Eugene. Good morning.
You know, it's going to be so difficult to figure out what we should talk about. Nothing's happening in this world at all.
The Olympics are coming up here in a few weeks.
I'm going to
see what happens there. Yeah.
The Olympics. That's what we're going to talk about. What are the girls in gymnastics going to do? So, J-Mart, you have this scoop, this great story that came out Wednesday night that was about Biden aides calling delegates to the DNC.
Yeah.
And also some of those delegates wanting to change the rules so they can vote their conscience.
Yeah.
What did you hear from folks?
Well, here's what's interesting, Eugene, is that this story went live at about 5:30 or so on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And I reported that a group of delegates had been called by Biden aides this week, basically getting their temperature taken.
Right.
And the Biden campaign trying to figure out who's still with us, right? What's interesting is that in the hours after that column went up, I've gotten a bunch of emails and texts out of the blue from people I don't even know who said, I'm a delegate to the convention. I got the same call. Huh. I'm really worried. I don't know about this. We may have to have somebody else. I mean, Eugene, this is an unprecedented moment in American politics where you've got, it's not just the members of Congress. This is rank and file Democratic delegates who are panicked about what to do about the nominee of their own party. And they're trying to figure this out in real time.
I mean, the thing that I have to keep coming back to, reminding myself and everyone else, this did not have to be this way because the Biden folks chose the date. They chose to do this debate in June. Anyway, moving on.
It's truly incredible. And that, by the way, there will be books written about just that. Doing the June debate was the gamble of the century, right?
Yeah. And some gambles are never work out. I mean, one of the things that's so interesting with these delegates, who are really the power holders here, right? At the end of the day, it's the delegates. That's who it's in the hands in at this point.
Yeah.
It feels like it speaks to a bigger issue, which is that the Biden team, to me, and to a lot of other Democrats that I'm talking to, are so far behind in their assurances that you have this campaign, this apparatus that did not anticipate somehow how terrified that debate would make the party. They didn't think they would need to make all these calls to Congress. They didn't think that they would have to be making, you know, meeting with these senators like they're doing later on today. They didn't think they'd have to send Ron Klain to do a Q&A with the New Republic that is dropping today. All of this stuff is happening, but it's happening so late in the game.
Right. There were two issues. There was Biden's performance at the debate on June 27th, but the second issue was not recognizing the severity of the damage done and waiting days and days and days to fix it.
Yeah.
And I think that is what's haunting the Biden campaign right now, is not taking this seriously soon enough. And now they're reeling, and it's obviously a lethal challenge to the Biden candidacy. Look, if Nancy Pelosi, Hakeem Jeffries, and Chuck Schumer go to the president at some point in the next few days and say, you've lost the confidence of the House and Senate Democrats, and you're going to lose these majorities, not just this year, but for years to come, potentially, that really puts the onus on Biden. And then Biden's got a really tough choice to make, which is, you know, do I bow to the preferences of my party, where this is kind of a parliamentary coup in some ways? It's almost like Great Britain, where the cabinet goes to the prime minister and says, you've lost the confidence of the cabinet.
What's really interesting is those three names that you said, Pelosi, yeah. Schumer, Jeffries. I will also add Clyburn and Obama. Those five people yeah. are the ones that have been brought up to me as, these are the only people that matter. No one else matters. Yeah. Senator Welch doing an op-ed in the New York Times won't matter. George Clooney won't matter. To the Biden folks, it is those five people. Yeah. And yeah. at that point, I don't know how Biden gets out of it, right? Like, this is a man who has said he's made the decision, right?
Right.
These people would have to go to him and say, your decision doesn't work for us and you have to go. Right? Like, that has never happened before. Like, that is something that this country, and I think this Democratic Party, doesn't even know how they would even deal with that. That means that you then have a few weeks to figure out what you do with your actual nominee, and then a few months to make this person the president of the United States.
Well, and the first thing you have to do is convince the incumbent and the presumptive nominee to bow to that demand. Then you got to find the alternative. Then you have to elect the alternative. So there's sort of three steps to this.
Yeah.
But the first one is going to be extremely difficult because Biden doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
So, you know, does he give in to the will of his party in Congress, or does he stick and do what he wants to do and what he thinks is best for the party and the country? That's really the question right now, is whose judgment wins out. Yeah. And that's really the storyline for the next 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. I mean, it's the definition of a fluid situation. Yes. So guys, everyone listening, by the time you hear this, things may have changed. But right now, it feels like there could be more momentum on the Dump Biden movement side than we thought, right? I think Monday, yes. the Biden folks felt really good about his Morning Joe interview, that letter that he sent where he was kind of banging right. his chest around. Even Tuesday, they felt really good.
Yes.
Something yes. changed on Wednesday, starting with Nancy Pelosi, where it opened the door for more people to feel comfortable. And now
yeah.
they booked a, now, yeah. now they've booked an interview on Monday with NBC's Lester Holt. They know that they right. have a lot more work to do, but they're running out of time. Did we lose him?
Sorry, guys.
Now, if you know Jay Mart, you know that Mr. Martin is always on the road in the go, talking to all the people that we need to hear from. So we lost him. His phone died because he's so busy on it. So we're going to let him go. And the only thing, the biggest thing that is happening today for President Joe Biden is this press conference. I've talked to his team to try to figure out how long it's going to be. They've been using the term big boy press conference, which we blame Justin Sinka Bloomberg for. I will remind you who to send your hate mail to all the time, because he's the one that made up this term. But they don't say what that actually means. Our assumption is that it's going to be long. And for your schedule today, the Senate and the House are both in. They probably have other things to do, but the only thing we're going to be focusing on are the conversations they're having behind closed doors. Senate Democrats are going to be meeting with some senior Biden world folks, Steve Ricchetti, Jen O'Malley Dillon, and Mike Donilon, to get a readout, a temperature check on everything that's going on. President Biden himself is going to be at the NATO summit for its last day. He has a bilateral meeting with President Zelensky of Ukraine. And most importantly, President Biden is scheduled to have that press conference at 5:30. I'm Eugene Daniels. Thanks for listening.